Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for stations that are just joining us in the last hour, we'll talk about a host of issues, including Larry Silverstein through the State Department. Isn't that fitting? Through the known CIA echelon. I mean, State Department's even really above that, but through the highest rungs of power in the federal government, Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, where a mysterious implosion of three buildings never before happened, never happened since. He now, years after we've exposed him, years after he slipped up on TV and said that he blew up the building, he said, we pulled it. And the firefighters are on record saying that as well, saying that there were clearly bombs in the buildings. And all of that evidence, you know, I've made whole films about it. We've covered this in great detail. Now, through the State Department, they're saying he meant pull firefighters. But there's a problem. The New York Fire Department says, the federal government says, the different agencies that studied the collapse have all said in their reports, firefighters never attempted to put the fires out. They never entered the building. It was seen as secondary from the other collapses. They were in crisis mode. They didn't even fight the fires in the immediate area in any of seven buildings that were on fire or had collapsed. So the lies they put out have no connection even to reality. And they also say that the building caught fire and collapsed. This is the latest of four different reasons. Because the North Tower fell and hit it and knocked out its central support column. But we have the official video of it collapsing. We have the official even 911 Commission pattern where that's in my film Martial Law, where they show where the debris fields fell. Nothing but dust hit Building 7. I mean, if you've been to downtown Manhattan, it's way down the street, folks. I mean, it's far away. Buildings like Millennium Hilton and Bankers Trust right up against the towers were either not damaged or they had a tower fall on them, would burn, but nothing collapsed. I mean, we've been there, we've videotaped, we've made a film about it. So this is all a complete and total fraud. It just boggles the mind. So coming up in the third hour, we will get into a lot of detail on this, but we already played Silverstein saying that they pulled it. Now let's play a clip of Dan Rather as it collapses, saying that it looks like it's controlled demolition and well-placed dynamite. Here it is.
It again. What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
So there's that clip. Now, this next clip is from the same PBS documentary where Silverstein says they pulled the building. This is a month later. When they were pulling down the other buildings that hadn't collapsed, they're talking about one of the other buildings, and when they have a controlled demolition of it, they call it pulling the building. Go ahead and roll it.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
And so then they go on to brag how they blew it up just right, and they call it pulling it. And in the dictionary of engineering and controlled demolition, pulling means a controlled demolition. We're going to pull the building. And in fact, pull it is a subsect of doing it with precision to not damage other nearby buildings. A pull-it operation is the most complex, which Building 7 was. Central column's blown, it falls in on itself, neat little pile in one nice little pile. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Michael Bagnarek, presidential candidate, who's now running for Congress. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next hour, I want to get into New Hampshire. They're moving to pass state laws to bar gun confiscation by the federal or local governments. In the aftermath of Katrina in New Orleans, with the federal gun confiscation operation led by the U.S. military and the FBI, and we'll also get into Larry Silverstein through the State Department responding to his comments about destroying WTC-7 with controlled demolition, with a classic pullet controlled demolition. So we will get into those huge revelations. Also, Ariel Sharon is in critical condition right now from a second massive stroke. Also has a hole in his heart and is really clinging to life right now, the 77-year-old hard-charging old war chieftain is holding on by his fingernails. And some researchers, like Barry Hamish, who's really proven to be very accurate in the past, one of our Israeli friends, says it looks like it may be foul play. Though I can imagine being overweight at 77 years old and running around working 16 hours a day could also kill you. I am really honored to have Michael Bagnarek in studio with us for several reasons. I've known Michael, I guess, about 8-9 years, and he's really been involved in local politics. He's helped teach Constitution classes for free. He really knows the Constitution, Bill of Rights. He's done a lot of different local TV shows, radio shows. He's been involved in the community. He's helped a lot of people that have had trouble with the corrupt government and the police being out of control. And then he came from nowhere, really, just on the on his eloquence and his understanding of our form of government, and was able to beat out some formidable opponents for a highly contested libertarian presidential nomination. And I mean, this is the guts of what Americana is all about. I mean, I'd almost call him Jacksonian in that, you know, this guy, grassroots coming from nowhere, and he really injected a lot of important information into the national debate. And the Libertarian Party really is the only real third party, the only serious one that doesn't, you know, flash in the pan or comet across the night sky, and it gets stronger and better. And I agree with most of the policies and views of the Libertarian Party. I'm more of a conservative libertarian, if you had to use the popular lexicon's terms. I don't think, terms are too wide to ever be able to really name an individual with all the diversity. But he's now running against one of the worst congressmen there is, who was literally installed, and that's Michael McCaul, who, of course, is married to the owner of Clear Channel's daughter, and who just so happens to own the voting machines. But we're not going to get off into all that today. And he's right here running for District 10 against Michael McCaul. We've also had Stahl on, who's running for the state Senate against the corridors and the toll roads and all that. So we're trying to really, I mean, Texas is the front line. We are under massive attack, and everything that's happening here is coming to your area. So this affects everybody in the country. And Michael Bagnarek, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks so much, Jack. It's good to see you again.
You bet. It is really exciting to have you here in studio with us today. Why don't you, Michael, just kind of recap what happened during the Libertarian presidential campaign, and then I want to go through some of your personal views and policies on the toll roads and Texas and the Supreme Court ruling on private property, and then I want to just get into the Constitution itself and the true role of government.
Well, let me first say that I am honored and very privileged to have been nominated. There was nobody on the convention floor more surprised than I was. I had done my best to bring libertarians into the party to help push the ideas forward. We participated in the presidential debate that Saturday night, and the first vote, Gary Nolan, Aaron Russo, and I split the vote, 33% each, and it was very, very dramatic and exciting. After I won the nomination, John Earhart and I traveled about 75,000 miles by air. We visited 42 states, I believe, trying to I think we totaled up to 400 interviews during that time. And one thing that was not known, David Cobb of the Green Party and I are both legitimate candidates for legitimate political parties. We were both arrested in St. Louis attempting to attend the presidential debate. They put us into they handcuffed us.
I remember that. Well, Alan Tease was on the list back in 96 of Republican presidential candidates. He was getting about 12% at the time, so they were afraid of him. They actually kidnapped him, drove him around for an hour, and threw him out in a crack-infested neighborhood. But did that happen to you?
No. What they did was they were very polite. Well, once we got through the police line, they arrested us, they handcuffed us, put us into a police van, and left us there. Well, about 20 minutes later, a police officer came up and said, "Which one of you guys is a presidential candidate?" And I said, "Well, we are both presidential candidates. We are at a presidential debate, and you have us in handcuffs." I said, "Can you explain that to me?" And the guy says, "Let me get back to you on that."
Well, Alan Keyes was even on the list. In fact, they had Nader on and then pulled him just because the Republicans said so, and then nothing ever happened. He wasn't even allowed to be in the audience.
Right. Well, that's basically what we were trying to do, is to be in the audience. I also was acting as a process server. The third debate in Arizona was paid for by tax money on a tax-funded campus. And so the Arizona Libertarians filed a lawsuit and said, "You either have to let Michael on in the debate or shut down the debate." And we had this court order that I was going to try to present to the...
Oh, that's right. You even get the courts ordering it, and they still ignore it.
Well,
you know, that's the thing about the government now. They just do whatever they want.
I never really got a chance to present that paperwork. So the interesting thing, as far as I'm concerned...
Well, my point is it had been in the news that you guys had the order.
Right.
They knew, and they just didn't care.
And, well, it was never advertised. The fact that David and I had been arrested was only broadcast on my blog and his blog.
We covered it here.
Oh, that was excellent. Thank you. So We were trying to get that information out.
But you'd think that'd be newsworthy, because all over the country they were talking about how they were shutting everybody out of the debate. Well, now, how are we going to have a legitimate third party if we can't ever even get people in the debate? There should be 10 guys up there.
Absolutely. So it was a very interesting and exciting process. I'm, again, honored to have been able to represent the Libertarian Party. And this year, in order to continue lighting the fires of liberty, we've decided the best thing for me to do is to run for Congress in 2006.
Well, that's exciting, and I want to talk about later why you're doing that. Just out of the gates, I don't think most Americans realize that we've been saying 6,000 miles of toll roads. It's now 8,000 miles of toll roads. This is official. And the whole country only has 7,000 miles of toll roads. We're going to have transponders and all the inspection stickers. We narrowly beat that bill last year. That was going to start this year. But TxDOT's still moving ahead with this program to turn basically all major roads into toll roads. It's just massive. What would you do as a libertarian a congressman? Ron Paul says he's against these tax and track toll roads. What would you do?
I'm also against them. Libertarians in general would like to privatize issues. We don't want to eliminate the decision. We just want to move the decision-making process from Washington or the state government into the local county governments, or better, for education, back into the individual homes.
But see, they advertise this as privatization, but it's not. It's like in Russia when they pay off the president and then he just gives an industry to some robber baron, or they call them oligarchs over there. That they just, you're a foreign Spanish company. We're going to give you our existing roads and then let you run them and tax people to use them, acting basically as a government entity. So I see modern privatization really as simply corporations becoming government. You don't see that as privatization, do you?
No, I don't see that as privatization. And what they generally do is they take a word and then change the definition and then feed it back to
them. So would privatization be if a group of investors got together and bought right-of-ways and built their own toll road and said, if you want to use it, pay us 50 cents?
That's right. You know, it had to be, you know, investment. It's not simply the lack of the fact that you've elected any of these people. You know, these people, the government is giving this monopoly to a particular company, just because you haven't voted for the corporation heads, that doesn't mean that that's a privatized entity.
Then there's the whole mode of how they're going to tax us with a transponder, and they admit that they'll even give you tickets when you speed from radio reader to radio reader. They admit that they'll be able to track where you're going and what you're doing. What do you think about that?
I think that's an invasion of our privacy. It is very much that one world order that you're telling people about.
Well, the good news is the majority of Texas counties have now passed resolutions against it and are moving to file lawsuits and block it, so that's good news.
That is good news, and I'm very, very lucky, because I think that the toll road is supposed to pass right through District 10.
Yes.
And the government is going to be using eminent domain to abscond with people's property.
And that goes into my next question. Yes, the main artery, the main central trunk or hub is I-35 from Mexico up into Canada, right through Minneapolis, St. Paul, as you know, Michael. And yes, they're saying that 10 miles on each side, they can just take it and then not even pay you just compensation. That's the new spin in the New London thing. Not just they're saying if some private group wants to pay off a politician to take your land, we can take it. Now it's that we give you what we say the value is.
Right. And this is one of the things that I debate with people on. They tell me that the Constitution, specifically the Fifth Amendment, allows eminent domain, but it's the question of, you know, what is just compensation and who decides that? If you're buying something from me, you know, I decide what the cost
best,
is.
Best use can
right?
be demonstrated.
And then you can decide whether you want to pay that.
But they're not even doing that. They condemn your house and then say, okay, it's only worth the lot value, even though you got a $300,000 house on the books. We're just going to give you lot value.
Within a few weeks of the Supreme Court decision on Kelo versus New London, I got about a dozen anonymous phone calls from across the country. People know that I'm a constitutional scholar, and they were calling to, you know, ask, the Supreme Court can't do that, can they? And realistically, these people already know the answer. They're just calling me so that I would confirm what they already know.
Let's talk about that in detail and get into the Constitution. I'm going to spend the bulk of our time together, and if you can today, spend a few minutes into the next hour because we got you started a little bit late here, setting up some cameras so we can put this on the TV show, Michael. But I want to specifically, because it's one thing to say the federal government or the state government, anyone to build a hospital or a road can make you sell for a good value of the property. But what about which one private corporations want your land? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We're back with Michael Bagnarek. Of course, he was a Libertarian presidential candidate, gave him a good run, and he's now running for Congress, District 10, right here deep in the heart of Texas. Imagine having another Ron Paul, both of them from Texas. Is Paul's district still called 14 after they rewrote it?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, it's, boy, I tell you, they really wrote it to beat him, but he's saying it's not going to work. I mean, his own party, imagine Ron Paul's own party, the Republicans, writing the district up so to give it to the Democrats over him.
Yeah, and I think they were a little bit surprised when the Democrats did not run a candidate in 2004. Ron Paul was unopposed, fortunately. And so we're a little bit interested to see who's going to be running against him in 2006.
Absolutely. Who's the Democrat? Who are they trying to run against McCall?
They have... against McCall, we have five Democrats that have recently registered, and they're going to have to go through their primary to decide which of their candidates is going to be the nominee.
You know, I mean, this is just my advice. I know Ron Paul would win in Central Texas. Isn't there any way you can kind of brand yourself as a Ron Paul libertarian? Or
I'm certainly hoping to. I want people to know that I'm a Ron Paul with attitude. I want to go to Washington, D.C. and really stir things up.
I love it. I mean, Michael, I'm, you know what? Nobody needs to be beaten worse than Michael McCall. I don't think people really know his record. And instead of bashing him all day, our listeners know he's bad news. But, I mean, Janet Reno's toady on Waco and a bunch of other horrible stuff, Chinagate protecting the Chi-Coms, and then now he's this little anti-terror czar up in Congress. I mean, he's a nightmare.
Well, we're going to be working very, very hard in District 10. We're beginning a listening tour this month where we're going to go out and talk to the voters. We want to know what the voters think about Washington government, what they think about the Texas corridor and all of the issues here in Central Texas.
Well, I think having a successful presidential candidate, I mean, you were successful, got a lot of attention, got a lot of information out to the people. I think that really adds an entree to you, and plus you're from right here in Austin.
Well, I think what sets me apart is the fact that I am willing to work so hard. We have an office staff already. We're putting in 10 to 12 hours a day, and this is just the beginning of the campaign. We have every intention of walking the district, shaking hands, and meeting as many of the constituents as possible.
Well, we know this. We know the Democrats are all a bunch of pro-warmongering idiots. We know they're for big government gun control. Michael Bagnerik isn't, are you?
No. No, absolutely. Again, we want to reduce the size of government. If we got rid of the IRS and you got to keep your money, you know, you'd probably do something really silly like spend it. And we'd have small businesses springing up all over the place.
Well, back when this country had 20% growth rate a year, 100-something years ago, we didn't have an income tax, and the government had some puny tariffs that were meant to just to protect our industries.
That's right.
Why can't we go back to that?
Well, I think that we can, and that's what I would like to do. You know, get whatever your job is, you make certain, you know, like 100% of your pay, and the government takes a certain percentage of it, and that percentage keeps getting larger. Well, either you can take your money home or you can give it to the government. Who spends your money better, you or the government that's supposed to represent you?
Well, the thing is, the government even admits in major studies they've had over the last 30 years that they really get more into their treasury when they lower taxes. People go, how does that work? Because the economy speeds up so fast.
Sure.
Kennedy cut taxes by 50%, and the treasury in 1 year, the amount of receipts coming in, doubled. Well, then why do they want to jack them up even more? It's about control.
Right.
They're trying to control the economy.
And if the Federal Reserve can print more money, why do they need to take your taxes if they could just print more?
Well, that's the thing. The Federal Reserve right now, Michael, is going into overdrive. The new chairman is saying he's going to print money even faster than Greenspan, and inflation's really at about 10%. But even if it's 5% like they claim it is, if growth of the economy is 3.4, over a decade, you're losing a lot of money. That is actually recessionary. Your comments?
I agree. I think that people need to understand that a little bit more. But I think that as soon as you start talking about the Federal Reserve, most people on the sidewalk just kind of their eyes glaze over. It's a little bit too complicated for them as the first thing to talk about.
Maybe you should just tell them that the Federal Reserve doesn't like Vince Young.
Well, I just want to tell them that we're going to let them spend their money and, you know, let them decide the best way to improve their life. We get the economy going in. That's good for everybody.
But, I mean, maybe we should just boil it down to, like, ugging and grunting and just say that the Federal Reserve and Michael McCall are mean to kitty cats and puppies. I mean the American people better figure out what the Federal Reserve is.
Well, I think that the American public is figuring it out. As I said earlier, after the Supreme Court decision on Kelo versus New London.
We were going to talk about that. Now we've got a break again, but I want to get into that when we get back. What are we going to talk about with that of the Kelo?
I was just going to point out that that decision brought people into the political arena that had never been concerned about politics before.
Oh, you're saying it was a wake-up call?
It was a wake-up call. Absolutely a wake-up call. And I think that in the long run, that's going to be very helpful to it.
Well, let's go through just your 101 when we get back. Let's say you had 5-10 minutes with a group of junior high students or say college students to explain the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Please do that when we get back. Michael Bagnieri.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of 3 campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
I want to now, with Michael Bagnieri, get into the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. About 5-6 years ago, he did a video presentation, which I got to get a copy of. I ought to call my friend Chris Athanas and get a copy of that he produced for local TV and maybe even sell it out of the office or something once I approach him about it, but we never did anything. It's just an hour-long program where Michael Bagnieri is sitting there in a backyard at a table going through the Constitution, but then Chris Athanas built all these graphics to explain it and how it works. And at the end of it, I mean, just a layman will really understand how beautiful it is, how important it is. Red Beckman in years past, one of the granddaddies of this movement for liberty, rediscovering liberty, he had like 4 or 5 hour seminars he would go over explaining, you know, the role of the people above the government, not the people below the government. You know, in a situation where you're a slave, the government is above you, and they're officials, they're authorities. And then down here, we're their minions. But in a free society, they're servants, and we're the sovereigns. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Before we go back to Michael Bagnieri, and later, He's going to be with us some into the next hour, and we'll take a few phone calls. We'd like to talk to him at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. But before we go back to Michael Bagnarik, this is the last few days. On Sunday, we're going to take the specials down. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All 14 of my films, all my weekly TV reports, all my special interviews that we're doing here in studio. Not only now will you get the weekly TV reports we do, but you'll also get at least, you know, every week at least one person we're going to interview in studio. You'll get the video of that with documents and with information posted within that little mini documentary. In fact, we're videotaping this with a two-camera shoot right now. That's going to be on PrisonPlanet.tv. So PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books and videos we've posted, been authorized to post. It's normally 15 cents a day. You can get a monthly subscription for $5.95, but we have yearly subscriptions. Well, right now you get 5.3 months is what it comes out to, free when you get a yearly subscription. That's only going for about 3 or 4 more days. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership. Or if you want a hard copy of my new film, Martial Law, that exposes who was really behind 9/11 and what the globalist master plan is and the latest police state developments. It's a miniseries, 3 hours long on one DVD or one VHS. Now, we've got specials running on that until next week, the first of next week. We have specials on my new film, The Order of Death. When you get The Order of Death, it comes with the re-edited, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, two films on one DVD for one price. Just a whole plethora of specials. T-shirts that are normally $19.95 are $9.95 right now. It's all up on Infowars.com, and when you support us, we're able to do even more. We're able to expand what we do on the Internet. We're able to engage in more productions and more high-quality productions. So you're really contributing to the frontline fight against the globalists and their world government program of enslavement. So again, Infowars.com to get hard copies, or PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get my documentaries at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please take advantage of that. Michael Bagnarik, again, former presidential candidate on the Libertarian ticket in 2004, their last major candidate, one of their most successful, now running for Congress. I think he has a shot at it against Michael McCaul, District 10, and that's up, you know, from Georgetown down south of Austin. It is the central capital district. He'd be another Ron Paul. His policies are excellent up there on the Hill. We need him. Before we get into the Constitution, and you really are a constitutional scholar, and you teach those classes, which makes you, you know, the right man for the job, tell us about your website, your campaign, how folks get involved.
The website is very easy. It's badnarik.org, B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K.org. And you can go there, find out our you can find out our address, our phone number. Phone number is 512-637-6860. And if you live, well, we are making this a nationwide campaign. We want people to call in from all 50 states. Ron Paul gets contributions from all 50 states, and we are hoping to do, you know, very close to the same thing.
Well, it's going to take money to go after the Chi-Com's operative, Michael McCaul. Mm-hmm. How do give that website out again, and please give us that phone number again.
The website is badnarik.org, B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K. .org, and the phone number is 512-637-6860.
And we've got a link to it up on Infowars.com, but will you spell out Bagnarik for us?
Yes, B as in boy, A, D as in dog, N-A-R-I-K.
Folks, you need to go to Infowars.com if you didn't write that down or if you missed that address. We have a big link to it right there in the guest section on the front page to Michael Bagnarik's website. Now, we've got some time in this segment. Let's go through, for those that don't know, and I know most of our audience is pretty well educated, but I mean, there's so much to know about the founding fathers, the struggle, why America was different, what a republic is, and then maybe talk about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, some the Tenth Amendment, some of the things that are really under attack right now, and you know, where Washington has gone wrong, because Washington just announces itself as God, and so many people think, well, if they say they're God, they must be.
Well, I think the best thing to do is to go back to the beginning. We have a problem with, you know, which came first, chicken or the egg, but we do not have a problem with which came first, the people or Congress. Obviously, the people came first. We invented Congress. And Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution says that all powers herein granted, the power that Congress has is granted to them by the people. Government has privileges. We, the people, have rights. And you need to know the difference.
And anyone who denies that need only look to the preamble of the Declaration of Independence.
Right. We have the right to alter or abolish any government that is violating our rights.
But we're also compelled. It's our duty.
Yes. The later in the Declaration, it does say that. But the foundation of my Constitution class is the difference between rights and privileges. A right is something that you can do without asking for permission. A privilege, on the other hand, is something that someone of a higher authority allows you to do.
So a right is organic and springs from the wellspring of human life and this planet. I mean, we have the right to not be slaves. We have the right to defend ourselves if someone's trying to kill us.
Absolutely.
We have the right to be slaves in the military.
Well, to put it simply, we have the right to be left alone.
Yes.
So we, the people, have rights. We gave certain limited privileges to the government. The government works for us, not the other way around.
They have limited powers that they've been delegated by us, their bosses.
Absolutely. Now, you and I both know that they haven't paid attention to the Constitution. I doubt that they've read it.
They've usurped it aggressively and are now trying to perfect a total despotism.
Absolutely. So, get simple examples. I will wager none of your listeners has a church permit. Nobody within the sound of our voice has filled out a government form that allows them to exercise their religion, because religion is, we have a right to freedom of religion.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Absolutely. And if you ask somebody for their church permit, they look at you like you've grown another head. Well, that's the way the First Amendment works. Well, if that's true, then why do you or I have to get a concealed carry permit in order to exercise our right to keep and bear arms?
Well, that's the thing. We think it's a victory to get a concealed carry, and after 2 years, crime in every state drops by around 20%. You know, some states 18, some 25. Florida's like 25, we're about 20%. People think, well, at least crime's gone down, I can carry a gun. But wait a minute, they've now turned a right into a privilege. You're acquiescing, and by color of law, possession is 9/10 of the law. By the basic custom, you are now creating a false common law that it is a privilege.
That's right. It's a kind of a de facto law. That's just the way everybody assumes that it is.
I guess I could have just shortened my whole diatribe and said color of law.
Yes. So the one of the big things that happened last year was the Supreme Court decision on Kelo versus New London. The whole purpose of the Constitution and the government that it creates is to protect your life, your liberty, and private property. And the Kelo decision basically struck that down, reversed everything, and said the government can take your property pretty much for anything it wants. And as I said earlier, I had about a dozen anonymous phone calls, people calling me up to confirm that, I mean, the Supreme Court's not supposed to be able to do that. Well, they do it because they can get away with it. We, the people, need to stand up, and we need to understand the Constitution. We need to understand what privileges we have given the government so that when the government violates those privileges, we can call them to task.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a citizen's rule book, and you've got one right here. You've got the United States Constitution, right here. It's so simple. I mean, this is what America is.
Absolutely.
And the average person, they know all about Vince Young's passing record. Mm-hmm. They know all about the Dallas Cowboys, which, fine, if you want to know about that, know about it. Why I get angry is, though, they know nothing about the playbook of America.
That's right.
But they'll tell you they've got rights all day. They'll tell you it's a free country. But then I know, because I've researched this in depth, and you know because you've researched it, they're totally violating it. I mean, the new London Supreme Court ruling, for those that don't know, and I want you to elaborate on this, but we've interviewed the parties involved. The big secret is, as I said earlier, they don't just take your property. They then don't even give you what it says on the tax rolls it's worth. And normally best use could be anywhere from 3 to 10 times what the tax roll says. But $300,000 houses, $307,000 in one case, they go, well, we'll give you $50,000 because of lot price. But if you fight us in court, and this happened 5 years ago, we're then going to charge you back taxes on rent of your own property, and you won't get anything, and we'll actually put a lien on you for taxes and say you owe us money. So you're going to owe us money because we're going to take your house. These are nice homes. And the New London case specifically said that if a local politician wants to just give your land, or say they're going to give your land to some local private developer because he can do something better with it and, quote, pay more taxes, that goes back to the Queen saying, I'm going to take your noble lands and give it to another noble because he says he can do more for me. I mean, that is that not classical feudalism?
Absolutely. And, again, once people start to recognize that, and I think they are, that's why I'm optimistic. I think the average person on the street is starting to understand just how vast the usurpation of government power has been. I mean, your listeners have been following you for a long time. They know most of these details. The thing is that your average person on the street is starting to pick up on that. And
well, we've now gotten about 10 new affiliates in the last 2 weeks, so we got a lot of new listeners. But I mean, boil it down for them.
The purpose of the Constitution and the government is to protect your property. They're not. They're taking your property. They're not even paying you for it. We just had the president admit on television not long ago that, oh, yes, we are spying on people inside the United States. And, well, we didn't get a warrant because that was really kind of a nuisance for us. But it was in your best interest, so just trust
me. But then I had a problem with the FISA court where they can come back in a month. That isn't even really a real warrant either.
I understand that.
Now rubber stamps aren't even good enough.
It is absolutely horrendous. I think the American people are waking up to all of this. And I am hoping that the system starts to expose itself for what it is.
Why do you think the elite right now, Michael Bagnarek, that own the Republicans and Democrats like so much change in their pocket, why do you think they're even dispensing with, you know, they kind of left some of the trappings of America there. We all knew it was already gone. Mm-hmm. Now we're trying to restorate, get it back.
Right.
I've heard you say that many times. How then, I mean, why is the elite just so arrogant right now?
I don't know that. I wish I did understand why they think the things they do. I think it would help us to defeat them at the polls. My job right now is just to, you know, take this message to the people in District 10. Again, we are going to be walking the district, shaking hands with people. I want to get to know what people think, get an opportunity to talk to them. This is not rocket science. This is really simple stuff.
Why do they think they can get away with it? I guess they've gotten away with so much more in the past that...
Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to let them do it. I'm going to basically, you know, win this election. I'm going to become the first libertarian in Congress. I'm going to be there to back up Ron Paul. And I think that when I win, this is going to shake up the political community. Americans across the nation are going to understand that they do have a choice, that libertarians can win. And I think that this is going to be the beginning of restoring the republic that you and I love so much.
Well, I tell you, I mean, all over the country, people are ready. I mean, there are a bunch of states introducing legislation to secede right now in the north, the south. I mean, there's wild stuff happening. We need to make sure that serious professional people like yourself are leading this instead of the buffoons the media tries to so often focus in on. What about the Second Amendment, Michael? We saw actual gun confiscation of even the undamaged areas, the unflooded areas, the Army's first mission, with the FBI leading them, and this is all on national news, was to come in and go into rich people's homes even. I say that because, you know, the poor folks are usually who they do this to. Now it's, we're going into the million-dollar houses, we're going to put you down in the dirt, take your guns, and then let you stay in your house where you can't defend yourself. What would you do as a congressman if you saw that happening?
Oh, well, I would make the announcement that 20,000 gun laws in the United States are unconstitutional, because they infringe on your right to self-defense and the right to defend your children. This self-defense is a natural right. Everybody has...
It is the most base right. Only slaves are not allowed to defend themselves.
That's right. And one of the reasons that I left California and moved to Texas was because the California legislature passed 18 anti-gun laws, six of which would turn me into a felon overnight.
That was a decade ago or so.
That was about 97, February and March of 97. And so, you know, I have always said that, you know, I am not going to turn over my guns to any state or federal authority, period. We need to retain the right to defend ourselves and the right to defend our country. And any government official that is trying to take your guns away from you is trying to make you a victim.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, imagine going to the cops and telling them, give us your guns. We're not saying that. They should be able to defend themselves. Why do they want my guns? I know most police say they don't want our guns, but, I mean, we saw in New Orleans and now in L.A., they're banning a lot of guns. San Francisco's outright banned them. We have Republican governors from Schwarzenegger to Pataki going after guns. We have Mayor Bloomberg saying he's declared war on guns. And, I mean, how does that keep me safe when the cop pulls me over and has to search my car for guns? I mean, it's a joke.
It is a joke. And statistically, any time you have strong gun control, such as Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, you also have high crime and murder. In all the places where people are allowed to carry guns to defend themselves, the crime rate is very low or drops precipitously as soon as they pass the law.
Well, exactly. In England, after they confiscated guns about a decade ago, every year the crime rate doubles until now. In international statistics, they have a much higher crime rate than America. They're number one in industrialized nations. We're number 14. Only Switzerland is safer than the U.S., but the mainstream media won't tell you those numbers.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials.
We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, they're really one of the only serious third parties out there, and now the third largest office-holding party in the country. He's now running for District 10 right here in Central Texas against Michael McCaul, who really is one of the worst congressmen we have. He is a horrible police state minion, maven, pusher, pimp, whatever you want to call him, and he's really got to be stopped. And so be sure to go to InfoWars.com and link through to Bagnarik's website over there. Michael Bagnarik is our guest. We're going to start the third hour here in a few minutes, and we're going to take calls. Jason Stewart, Tim, Joe, Pat, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to cycle through your calls quickly. We hit that break, and you were still going about, because I did. You don't have your headset on yet. We'll do that when you take the calls, but we hit that break and you were still going about the Second Amendment and using the Kennesaw, Georgia example.
Right. I was just contrasting all the cities that have gun control have high crime. Kennesaw, Georgia is a small town just northwest of Atlanta, and several years ago they passed a law that requires a homeowner to have a gun. Now, they've never arrested anybody for not having a gun, but it was interesting that as soon as they passed this law saying that, you know, homeowners have to have a gun, home invasions in that city dropped by 90%. Nobody's crawling through anybody's window anymore because you could get hurt.
By the way, I've had their police chief on. I've had their mayor on. And that's true. It was actually, I believe, 92%. So it's even better. And the only reason I know that is because we have a section on the website about it. But imagine, I mean, they were having a crime wave because all the crime was coming in from Atlanta, and now it's non-existent. I mean, it's simple. Take Texas here. The criminals go into the inner city areas where they know people aren't armed. They would never try to just go into somebody's house when people are there. It's very rare, because you do that, you die.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, right here in this safe next to me, I've got, it's a safe so nobody can get into it but me. I mean, right now, if somebody comes in here and tries to harm me or my staff, it's bye-bye. And that's not a bad thing. That's good.
It's a good thing. Everybody has a survival instinct. I talk to women who say they would do anything to protect their children. And I said, well, if you have someone crawling through the window at 2 o'clock in the morning with a bloody machete, would you take a gun and use it to protect your children? He said, oh, no, that's dangerous. Well, then clearly you would not do anything to protect your children. Why would you give up the one tool that would allow you to protect your children efficiently and safely?
Well, that's the crazy thing. There was the famous case 5 years ago, and I mean, these cases we see every week, but I interviewed some of the family and people involved as they cried on air. Remember the pitchfork murderer in Central California? He was the next-door neighbor, but he went crazy in a middle-class neighborhood. And the 14-year-old girl was a championship shooter.
Yes.
I mean, she was getting ready for the Olympics. I mean, they were grooming her for that. I mean, she was, you know, 100 yards, bullseye every time. And he ran around for like 30 minutes with a blunt, and wasn't even sharp pitchfork, stabbing the toddler and stabbing the 5-year-old. And
right.
She tried to get into the safe, but under the law, she wasn't allowed to have the safe number. Under the law, it had to be locked up, and it was in a big safe, and she didn't know the code. And because, you know, with an instant access pistol safe, I can get in there in 3 seconds. Well, she couldn't get in, and she had to leave, and I think he killed her 3 siblings.
Right.
And she
went next door to a neighbor, I believe, and got help from the neighbor.
Yes.
But, again, the government tries to pass laws that are, you know, one size fits all. And as individuals, we all know that, you know, we don't all fit the same mold.
Well, you've got to really be domesticated to be afraid of guns. I mean, that was the norm in this country, and now people are scared to death of them.
Well, our country, the United States, started in 1775 when the king's police officers came to confiscate our guns at Lexington and Concord.
And the Texas Revolution started in Gonzales over gun confiscation.
Absolutely. The Mexican army tried to take our cannon, and we wrote up a quick flag that said, come and take it.
And we kicked their behind.
And we, so
we'll be right back. We got a break. We're starting the third hour. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.